Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we are on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom, as we continue issues regarding Malicha. That is what we're in now. In this parak of Abbas of Achala, we get into Malicha, which again, the root of Malicha is to rid the meat of the blood, but obviously that relates to kashrus and related issues that come up here. So says the Gemara, Rav Mari Bar Rachel, four lines from the bottom. Rav Mari Bar Rachel imlich le baser shchuta bahadi baser treifa. Rav Mari Bar Rachel salted baser shchuta and baser treifa in the same tray. Right? Rashi says he used a kli menukav, as we will see, like a tray that the blood drips out of. So the problem here is not the blood. What's the issue? Well, the issue is, well, machlokas Rashi Rashba. What exactly is the question of the Gemara? The issue is not going to be the baser treifa, but something from the baser treifa is going into the baser shchuta. What is that? Not dam. We're not worried about dam because we say, as we said earlier, that idi dipalit lo bali. As the blood is going out, it's not going to be bolea back in. That is why even the same piece of meat, there's not an issue of blia. But the question is, what about the fat that comes out, the other liquid that comes out of the baser treifa, when the baser shchuta is being polate its blood, how does that affect the fats that come out? So what exactly is the question? So according to Rashi, the question here, Rashi says, is Emale the question is, does the plata of the blood of the baser shchuta not only prevent dam from coming in, but also prevent other liquids, the tzir and the other liquids from the baser nevela from coming in also? That is Rashi's shot of the question. Mi amrinan, ki heichi degabe dam lo chayshinan, ledilma palat el yonu balatachton, di amrinan calls manche trud be plata ena bolin, vishdeem deoche yachar be plata asan, and they both finish being polate and spitting out their insides at the same time, and therefore there's no time where one is finished and the other one is going to go in. So do you say that the same thing by Chelev or not? That is the question according to Rashi. If you look on the Rashba, based on the answer of the Gemara, does not think this is correct, because the Gemara is going to answer, oh, the liquid's asur. So it said, we know the liquid is asur that comes out. Our question is, does the liquid go in? Is it nivla? So the Rashba says, I don't think that's the question of the Gemara. So after quoting Rashi, he says, "Ein pirusha mechuvar be'enai demisa ma'ika ma'isi le'rava raya me'atveim lesser tziron." The Rabbi Baruch Hanami mifshap shita le'da'aser. He knows it's aser. The question is it nivla v'nira li? The Rashba says, I think the question is whether melicha causes tzir to go out too. That's the question. Is melach maflit only dam or other liquids? Because that's the question. Is it? Of course, it's usser, but does the melicha cause it to come out? That's the question. According to the Rashi, is it nivla into the basar shchuta? According to the Rashba, is it yotze from the basar shreifa, from the basar nevela? That's the difference in terms of the question of what the Gemara is asking. So that's the machlokas Rashi Rashba about the question. So Rav Mari Bar Rachel asked this, so aslakami de Rava, he comes in front of Rava, amar le hatmeim. He learns it from a pasuk by the shrutzim in Parsha Shmini, hatmeim le'asar, that extra hey, hatmeim includes not only the actual shrutzim themselves, but lesser tziron verotvan v'kipa shalem. It includes ta'aser, their tzir, their liquid that come out, their rotev that they're cooked in, v'kipa shalem, and the pieces that are stuck to the bottom of the pot. So that's included, and therefore it shows that it is aser. What does this have to do with us? We're talking about, this pasuk is about shrutzim. The question was about baser shchuta bahadi baser treifa. Right, what is the question? So the Ritva notes, and the other Rishonim notes, that elsewhere we extend it from Shratzim to teach us Nevela as well. V'hada Pashit, says the Ritva. V'hada Pashit Rava men Atmeyim l'Rabo Siram, Av agav dahi b'Shratzim ksiv, v'del mashayni Shratzim. Maybe Shratzim are more chamur. After all, they're metami b'ka'adasha, as the Chumrit that's always said. Even a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz is going to be metame. Ha-hasa mika kra, d'darash b'nei l'tzir shal Nevela. But if you look elsewhere, The Gemara extends this to Nevela as well. Lachi lo daikacha beitrasul Nevela. The Gemara is not interested in making such chilukim, and therefore it could apply as well. Even though, you know, shrutzim are unique, right? We have the eight shrutzim. The eight shrutzim are the ones that are metame. Other shrutzim are usur also to eat, but only eight of them are metame. Right, we know about what most of them are, exactly. Interesting question we've noted in the past, Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai notes in Parsha Shmini that the Nachash is not one of the Shratzim. You know, one would have thought the Nachash is the symbol of evil, the symbol that brought Chet to the world, right? Why isn't a Nachash a Sheretz? Why isn't it Metameyu? A Nachash is obviously Treif, but there's no Tumah by a recently dead Nachash, unlike the Cholet and the Achbar and all those others on the list. So why? So says the Rabbeinu Bachai, v'yesh lo tamua baseh, ki roi haya bavadai, she hanachash tameh umetameh, ki ushoresh atumah v'azuamah, ki yaduah min hanachash akadmoni, v'yemkein lama lo echnisu akasu b'chal ashratzim atmehim. Why isn't it? Aval inyan hu? This goes on our list. We have many lists out there, but this is one of the lists. Miklale darche atorah shekonisi vaseh shalom. Derachah darche noam, says the Rabbeinu Bachai, we don't want people to think twice before they kill the snake. Snake's a dangerous animal. And if they have to think, oh, I might become tameh if I touch the snake, we don't want people to have any hesitations. Shelo ratzta latame anachosh b'maga'o, shem kein hoya adam nimna milahargo, kidei shelo yitameh. Right, if people have, you know, thinking in the back of their minds, what's going to happen if I do this, you know, they'll hesitate, and it could lead to tragedy. And that's why the Nachash, just kill it, don't worry about becoming Tameh. Right, we know this comes up in many different contexts. The Gemara has it in a limited context. The Gemara in Masechet Sukkah has it in the context of trying to figure out what exactly is a Hadas, and one of the suggestions is a type of branch with thorns on it. And the Gemara says, that can't be. You think Hashem wants you to be bloody, right? But the Chazal have it in limited places, but the Rishonim expanded even into more places. As here's one example, Rabbeinu Bachai, the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim. A Kohen, besides the Kohen Gadol, a Kohen has an obligation, we paskin, to be Matame for his seven relatives. Why? A Kohen is not allowed to become Tame for anybody else. But a Kohen's going to want to go to his father's Leviah. A Kohen's going to want to go to his family Leviah. So unless you're the Kohen Gadol, which is a unique stature, as a symbol for all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Torah allows, and according to certain Tanoim, even obligates a person, a Kohen, to go to his relatives Leviah. Or Tosfos, Bali Tosfos, on the first daf in Yevamos. First daf in Yevamos, where Bali Tosfos discuss a sugya, without getting into the details now, of a Zika Liyibum, and a woman having to wait a very long time for to do Yibum, or a case that she will have done it, but then it'll come out that she'll have to, undo it. Either way, the Rishonim there also, the Tosfos, the Rosh, also use the principle of the Rechad Dachenoam. The Radvaz, remember in a tshuva, discusses the unusual case where somebody, does one have to give their limb to save a person's life? But the case was, cut off your arm or I'm going to kill Reuven. Does one have to give their arm in order to save Reuven? So the Radvaz go through a number of reasons, and his maskana is that no, one does not have a chiyuv. Does one have the ability to volunteer? Maybe. Right, maybe. Maybe that relates to the machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim. Can one volunteer for Yehari Valyavar? Bechlau. By the non-big three and not in Shas HaShmad, could one volunteer? The Rambam says, Chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to volunteer. Other Rishonim, the Nuka Yosef, says no, in certain cases you can volunteer. Right, the Elisha Bal Kanafayim, right, how does the Rambam work out that case of the Tfilin? But either way, the Radvaz writes in that Shuva a number of reasons why there's no Chiyuv. He writes, I saw a person once get a cut in their ear and they bled to death. You never know, says the Radvaz. Right, obviously there was hemophilia or something in that, whatever he saw. But also he writes there, Zerachah Adrachay Noam. Right, and therefore, it can't be that Torah demands you to have somebody's arm chopped off in order to save a person. No obligation. It can't be an obligation. So amongst the Rishonim, it's expanded, and the Rabbeinu Bachai has it by Shratzim. Remember that Meshechachma, right, the last one we'll mention, the Meshechachma in Parshas Noach, where the Meshechachma discusses the mitzvah of Puruvu, where the Meshechachma says that explaining the Gzeiras HaKasev, that women are pturas from the mitzvah of Puravu, even though they obviously have a lot of involvement. How is it possible that women aren't obligated to Puravu? They're the ikker. The answer is that they are the ikker, but there's a problem. Mitzvahs inherently cannot be painful. Hashem cannot command a mitzvah to be painful, so to speak. Kaviyachal. Hashem doesn't, because mitzvahs are lezakos es Yisrael. Bris Mila is a separate type of mitzvah. That's becoming a Jew. We don't know exactly how much pain the baby feels, but either way, Bris Mila is different. But all other mitzvahs inherently aren't painful. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot obligate a woman in Puravu because it's a painful mitzvah. And that's why, because mitzad, the bechina of mitzvah, not being painful, that's why, nothing against women, chas v'shalom. Women do everything in the mitzvah of Puravu. But because mitzvos cannot be painful, and therefore they are pturas. But to balance that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a motherly instinct in order to be able to want to have children, you know, even more than men, and that balances it out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it that into their nature. But either way, that is related to the issue of Shratzim, which this pasuk is by Shratzim, and Chazal expanded. One other important point, and that is Tosfos. Tosfos right here on the bottom, and there are other Rishonim, Tosfos Yirmasl Verotvan. Tosfos says, what do we need a special pasuk for? Hatameim to include Seir and Rotev. What about Tamke Iker? We need a separate pasuk for the Seir and the Rotev. That tastes like a Sheretz. Right? The liquid of a sheretz tastes like a sheretz. The liquid of a vela tastes like an avela. We need a separate pasuk for, we know, tam ke'ikr, based on other psukim, based on mishras, these are abashela, as we had earlier. So vim tomar tosfos says, typically mi mishras litain tam ke'ikr. Vim ishamata don l'chala Torah. So, the Ritva answers, well, I hold like Rashi, that tam ke'ikr is drabanan. As Rashi held earlier in the parak, tam ke'ikr is drabanan, and therefore that's why we need a pasuk. This might be different. Tosfos himself says, yes, you don't really need it. The Iker Pasuk is just for the Tzir, but the rest is an Asmachta. And then Tosfos says, what's the Chiddush? Inami Yisrach Nami L'Rotvan V'Kipa. The Chiddush is for the Rotev. Why? Because it's the Isra of eating, Rotev is liquid. So is liquid like eating? Is that going to be the same Isra? Yisrach Nami L'Rotvan V'Kipa. V'Ashmiran D'Machui Kimamish. Imhimcha sheretz. What if I liquefied a sheretz? Vigamo when I swallowed it. Dahave ka'achila. The salkadaidach. The shtia lo machayev. Kivin da'achila k'siva bay. Okay, gamash malan. Relates to the sugya of shtia being like achila. Are those two mitztaref? We know on Yom Kippur, shtia and achila are not mitztaref to each other. Again, this is a big, relating to, issues of, if there's a shear on a fast. But again, that's Rav Mari Baruchel's original question. Again, if I salt a basar shchuta along with a basar trefa, is the basar shchuta affected? The answer is yes. Right? Hatmeim, and it asers. So now continues the Gemara of Alei Melei Mide Shmuel. So what do we need to come along with a separate drasha that Rava brought? What about Shmuel's din that we've had already a couple of times? Domer Shmuel, Maliach Ariyukurusayach Vakavish Ariyukumavushal. Salting is like boiling and cooking. Maliach Ariyukurusayach. So ask what, so Shmuel already says it. So isn't this just like you cooked the shchuta and the trefa together? If you salt them together, isn't it like cooking them together? And we know cooking them together would aser, right? And one goes into the other. So, Kavish Hariyukumavushal. So why don't we say that? And Kavish Kumavushal we discussed also in the past in terms of soaking in a liquid. So the Gemara says, no, Imi de Shmuel, Hava Mina Hanimili Daman. If it's from Shmuel, I would have thought only the Dam would be included. Why? Avalitziron Verotvan Lo. I would have thought not Tziron Verotvan. Because I would have thought that's not even something that would be usser. The Dam we're not worried about because Bahadi de Miflat Eno Nivla. But the others, I would have thought Rashi says, Zeya Ba'alma. It's just Zeya, it's just liquid that comes out. It's not really part of the Iker item that is not kosher. And therefore I would have thought it's not Aser Bechlal, Kamash Malan. That's why we have to quote the Pasuk from Hatmeim, Pasuk of Sheretz, which is related to, which is extended to Trefa, to include all of these liquids that come out. Like we know from the Mishnah in Becharos, HaYotzei Min HaTamei, Tamei. This is also called something that's significant, Yotzei Min HaTamei. And that's why once you know that, so then you know, then you would be able to use Shmuel. This tells me that it's Aser, and then Shmuel would tell me that Maliach Harihu Kiroseach. Good. Continues the Gemara Meisvei. So, is this really true that two items that are salted together, So even besides the blood, according to Rashi, we say even the other liquids that come out of it is going to aser. Meisvei dag, dag tar, v'shamalchim dag tameh, mutter. If you have two fish, one kosher fish, one not kosher fish, that you salted together, mutter. But one second, I thought, wasn't Rava's answer and Shmuel's extension of that? Doesn't that say it's mutter? My lav shayu shnei maluchin, right? Aren't you salting both of them, right? And we're not talking about blood here, but the tzir, right? The tzir, Rashi, shma mina tzir nami lo mivla, called man shasukim bepleita. So you see, you're salting both fish, so we're assuming that the brine, the tzir of the non-kosher fish, does not go into the kosher fish. But Shmuel says it does. Right, or Rava says it does, right? So, Kasha, what it does, this Brisa says Mutter, and we said before, Rava answered, Asur, Lo, Kigon Shayatar, Maliach Vatame Tafel. No, to hear only one of them. The kosher one is being salted. The non-kosher one is just bland and staying there. So, that's why it's Mutter. Meaning the other way, maybe it would be Asur. Huh, there's what to talk about here, but let's just finish the Brisa. But the next part of the Brisa, there are going to be three parts. This is called Seifa because it's the Seifa of what we just quoted. But there's going to be a third part too. But it says in the next line of the Brisa, you see the gears on the side, Hayatahar Maliach Vitame Tafel Mutter. It says in Beferish in part two of the Brisa, if the kosher fish is the only one being salted, it's Mutter. What is that mashma? Mechlal dereisha mashma. Then the first line of the brisa, bisha shnei malucha maskinan. We're talking about where they're both being salted. It is going two directions. Answer: Perushika mafarish. Maybe the second part of the brisa is just explaining the first part of the brisa. Tarsha malchum dagtame mutter. It's mutter if you salt it together. Ketzad. How is that shahaya tar maliach matame tafel? Only then would it be kosher. But in achinami, if they would both be salted, it would be also like Rava. And Achanami Mistavra, this makes sense. That part two of the Brisa is explaining part one. Because if you already say in the Reisha that if they're both being salted, it's Mutter. Hashta Shnei Maluchim Shari. Tar Maliach Matami Tavami Bai. If they're both being salted, it's Mutter. Then surely, if only the kosher one is being salted, what would you even need the second part of the Brisa for? So it must be that part two is explaining part one. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Imishim halo aryeh. That's not mukhrach that you have to say that. As we've had this type of structure before. Tana seifa l'gluya resha. Really, part two is just being megale what part one is about. Delotema, don't say if you'd have only had one part of the brisa, I would have interpreted it as resha tar maleach patame tafel. I would have interpreted it in that case. That's the only case of Tahar. I would have assumed that both being swallowed as Aser. Tana Seifa, that's why you have to say the lesser of a Chiddush explicitly in the second part. Tana Seifa, Tar Maliach Vatame Tafel. Michal Dereisha, Shnei Meluchim, Yafilu Achishari. It's still going to be Mutter. Good. Let's just do the next part. Tashma. The Gemara says, Mi Seifa the Seifa. What about, look at the third part of the Brisa. Avalim hayatami maliach vatar tafel asur. If only the salt, the non-kosher fish is getting salted. So then for sure it's going to be asur. Because we assume the brine is going to go out of the non-kosher fish into the kosher fish. And the kosher fish isn't being mafled anything. It's not being salted. So therefore it's just going to absorb. So tamei maliach vatar tafelu da asur. Where medayik, only that would be asur. Hashnei maluchin shari. Mashma, if they both would be maluach, it would be mutter. So that would be, again, akasha on Rava. So the Gemara answers, again, not a diyak that you have to make. Aidi, detana resha, tar maliach, vatame tafel, tana nami seifa, tame maliach, vitahar tafel. Period. So, no raya, no kasha, nothing is mukhrach, and therefore, Rava is able to say what he says. There is a important machlokas, in Lumdus, in Lamaisa also, but in Lumdus for sure, in the Rishonim here. Tosfos and the Rashba both here say, we know there's a sugya elsewhere in Maseches Psachim, when you have two items that you are cooking or roasting together, it makes a difference which one is on top, which one is on the bottom. What's called tatagvar or ilagvar. Or the Gemara relates it to irui, where I'm pouring. If I'm pouring liquid onto a solid, so does it depend which one is hot, which one's cold? Right? Irui is saying that, oh, the hot one on top is being poured, but maybe we say tata agvar. The bottom one overpowers what's being poured on it, the top one. So that's a sugya. In Maseches Psachim. Does it make a difference by salting tata agvar or ila agvar? Does it make a difference? Tosfos and the Rashba say it makes no difference. Makes no difference. salting has an effect, l'chumra or l'kula. L'chumra or l'kula. If the salting, like here, if you're telling me that the non-kosher one is being nimlach, and therefore it's going to be maflit and aser, even if you say tatogvar, and the salty one is on top, it's still going to aser. Right, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Tosfos right here, Tar Maliach, V'tami Tafa Mutter, Gabi Maliach, Kiroseach, Lo Shayach, Lo Ilogvar, V'lo Tatogvar. Says Tosfos, doesn't make a difference. V'afilu Klifa Lo Boy, you don't even need Klifa. You don't even need to peel off the outer layer. Even though we say that as it's cooling off, it's going to be Balea, says Tosfos, it's Mutter, even if the Tar one is on the bottom. That is the Tosfos and the Rashi many Rishonim, and the Ra'ah quoted here in the other Rishonim is Cholik. The Ra'ah argues and says no. The Ra'ah says you go by those rules. Tatogvar ilogvar. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? As we mentioned quickly in yesterday's shir, and that is when Shmuel says Maliach Kiroseach. How much emphasis is there on the ki? Maliach Kiroseach. Is it mamish like Roseach? We treat it. It's a substitute for heat. Or is it a parallel to heat? If it's a substitute for heat, then maybe that's like the Ra'ah. Meaning, all the rules of Bishul apply to Malicha. And all the Etzem Nafkamin is also yesterday. In terms of how much do you consider it Kiroseach. But if you say there are differences, so then maybe right, we have that in terms of Einu Ne'echal Machmas Malcho, right? We had that in the Tosfos on Amud Aleph on yesterday's daf. But either way, how much is it an exact identification? How much is it a parallel? But Tosfos and the Rashba, it's a parallel. So you're going to have differences between Bishul and Malicha. It causes lahaflit. It doesn't cause lavashel. Right? It's parallel. It doesn't cause halachikit. And therefore, that could be the machlokas, the nekudas machlokas behind the Rishonim here in this discussion. Okay. Simin Bisra de Manach Nafkusa. So now we get into issues of Malicha, more issues. This is the simin of what is going to be. So here we go. So Amar Shmuel. So just to keep in mind as we read this, we're going to get into the type of blood that has Malicha ultimately is to remove blood, as we have noted. We mentioned this by liver when we started talking a bit about this when it comes to liver. The blood inside, while it's inside, it's not usher. If blood is inside an aver, it's not usher. That's what Tosfos already said earlier. Tosfos and Naf Yadal. It said, if I eat a raw piece of steak, right, besides, right, without the getting sick issues. A raw piece of steak, there's no isser of dam if there's blood inside. Because that's dam evarim shalo pirish, it's not usser yet. It only gets the stat, just like lahavdil, it's not the exact same thing, but let's say somebody gets a cut inside one's mouth. Right, but somebody bites the inside of their cheek. So it's bleeding. I have to like hold my mouth over the sink and spit everything out until it stops. No, if you swallow that blood, it's not usser, it didn't come out yet. It doesn't have the status of blood. If I get a cut on my hand, then it's out. But if it's blood inside, not. So here too, but dami varm shalo pirish is mutter. The only isser is once it is porish. Once it's porish, dam she nifrash min habasar, so then it's usser. That's not usser in mechiyev karis. It's usser daraisa. Chiyev karis is only by dam nefesh. But it's still usser daraisa. That's an example of isure daraisa that have hierarchies within the isser daraisa. Not so common, but it happens. Sometimes there are the isur of eating dam. There's two types of dam that are both daraisa. One's karis and one's not karis. Right? Two levels within the isurim. Right? We have, well, chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. So if I say chatzi shir is what we call prati, right? Part and parcel of every daraisa itself. Chatzi shir of chazer is like chazer. Chatzi shir of a nevela is like a little bit of nevela. Then you already have that hierarchy. Right? Daraisa within each isur. But that's a different kind. That's chatzi shir. That might be klali also. But here's an example. Dam. Right? We have it by mitzvah zaseh. We've quoted often over the past couple of months. Right? The Rambam and Perek Yud of Maisa Karbanos. Eating kadshim. The ultimate eating kadshim is eating chatas and asham. And the bailam also, right? Or the kadshik kalam are also included. Shlamim. Even though it's not the ultimate level, but it's included in the daraisa, the Rambam says. Different levels within daraisa. See here too, dam, within isurim, it has that. That's why we try to get out the blood. And once we do malicha and get out the blood, halachically, so then, even if we see red on the meat, which sometimes occurs, that doesn't have the status of blood, and therefore it's mutter. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, made three statements about blood. Amar Shmuel. Ein abasar yotzi mide damo, elam kin molcho yofa yafe, umedicho yafe yafe. The blood, interesting lashon of ein abasar yotzi mide damo. You might have said, dam yotzi min abasar. Interesting lashon. The basar doesn't go out of its iser of dam. Ein basar yotze midei damo ela imkein molcho yafe yafe. Unless it is salted very well. Yafe yafe. What does yafe yafe mean? We'll see. Umedicho yafe yafe. And it is rinsed very well. So what is molcho yafe yafe? So different days in the Rishonim, and generally we're machmir. We try to do this. The Rosh says right here, the Rosh says, totally covered. To cover the piece of meat. V'tzarech lefazer olav melach harbe shal yishor bo makom b'li melach. That's the Rosh right here in Simen Mem Gimel. It has to be totally covered. Look in the Rashba. The Rashba says, like the language we had yesterday, Eino ne'ech al machmas malcho. It doesn't have to every inch, but it has to be seriously salted. Eino ne'ech al machmas malcho. The Ranier says it means it has to be salted on both sides. Both sides, Mishnei Hatzadim. Mishnei Hatzadim has to be salted, right? That's the, it has to be done very well. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Samach Tes, Hilchas Velicha. Sarich, well, let's just do the, explain the next line, and then we'll look in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the next line is, it has to be medicho yafe yafe. It has to be rinsed. It has to be rinsed to help get the salt off of it. Right? The Rosh says it should be rinsed twice. The Agos HaShri says it should be rinsed three times. Right? There, afterwards, to get all of the salt off of it. Right? And that is the Shulchan Aruch says, the Adichenu Pamayim. Shulchan Aruch quotes twice. Ramah. Samach Tezayin. V'yesh Omrim, Shazuchan Ladiach Pabasar Gimel Pamim. Wants to get the salt off, wants to get the water that had the salt in it, right, three times. V'hachi Nogin L'chadchila. V'alkein, and he quotes, again, all the different details about Melicha. But again, it has to be rinsed well, and it has to be salted well, and it has to be rinsed well. The language of the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of it was Melicha. Sarech L'hadiach Pabasar Kodim Melicha. We'll get back to that. V'im Achar. We'll get to that soon. Yefazer alav melach. Here's the lashon, Dalin. Yefazer alav melach shelo yishar bo makom mibeli melach v'yimlach. Like the language of the Rosh. Language of the Rosh based on Shmuel Kufi Gimel. Like this line. Salt, so there's not one spot that's not salted. Kidei, and then he adds though, he adds the lashon of the Rashba. He combines. Right? We said it as two separate states, two separate shitas. Totally covered. Not edible. So the Shulchan Aruch combines the two. Yifazer ala melech leishar b'makom li'beli melech v'yimloch kidei shelo yehei ra'ui le'echol im oso melech. Ve'eino tzarech laharbos alav melech yoser mizeh. U'molcho mishnei tzadim. Right? All the different days are quoted. Both sides. Va'ofo tzarech l'malcham gam mi'befnim v'im lo malcham ela mi'befnim o mi'bachutz v'chulu mutter. I saw a lot, one line in the Galeis HaShas. Right? The minhag is that when we hear somebody got married, or want to wish them, we hope the zivig is ola yafe yafe. We say the zivig, the marriage should go up yafe yafe. So what's that yafe yafe? So one of the rebbes said, like the Ron says here, the malich has to be done. What's yafe yafe? Shmuel says mishnei atzadim. Mishnei atzadim. So both mitzad the chasan and both mitzad the kala should be besimcha, and the zivig should be ola yafe yafe. Mishnei atzadim. Okay, that's the agadah for the day. But that's the molcho yafe yafe and medicho yafe yafe. How long? So the Shulchan Aruch says, how long should the salt stay on it? The Shulchan Aruch again, based on the Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch says, shir shihia b'melach eino pachos mikdehiluch mil shehu kedei shlisha shah b'kiriv. The Shulchan Aruch says 20 minutes, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, about a third of an hour. That is the Shach says, "Tainu pachos chelek lamid min hashah l'fi cheshvan the halachah the benoni asara parsos biyom." Tainu yud beishos. The Rama says, "V'alze yesh lispach b'di eved o afilu lechanchila lekavod arachem ol tzarach Shabbos." Avo balav hachi haminog lahashos b'malicha shir sha'a ve'en l'shanos. The Rama quotes from the Shumas Hadeshen, the minog lechanchila is to salt it for an hour. Salt it for an hour, even though b'di eved you have shorter, but that is the minog that is quoted. That's the first statement of Shmuel, that the blood only comes out if you're molecha yafe yafe and you're mediach it yafe yafe. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, moleach umediach. Rav Huna says you have to be moleach umediach. You have to salt and rinse. So the question is this saying something different? The Brisa says you have to wash first and then salt and then wash. So v'lo pligi hada chaled beitab tabcha hadlo chaled beitabcha. Everybody agrees you have to rinse it off first. The question is, if you already got it from the butcher shop and they rinse it in the butcher shop, then you don't have to start rinsing it. You just start with the salting. The Rav Huna was talking about where it was already rinsed in the butcher shops. That's why he only mentions moleach u'mediach. The Brisa was talking about what the process is. So he has mediach u'moleach u'mediach. Good. So you have to rinse it off first, and then salt it, and then rinse it. Why is there a halacha to rinse it off before you start? If you look in the Prima Gadim, so we don't appreciate the Prima Gadim enough, because most of the time he's in the back of the Shulchan Aruch in the little letters. But the Prima Gadim here has a hakdama, he has a psicha tilchas malicha. And there he quotes, Vata'a va'er tam hadacha aleph. Let me explain why you do a hadacha beforehand. Hine rabba bo'adeos, there are six reasons giving in the Rishonim, and I'm going to quote all of them. And he goes through all the six reasons of the Rishonim. Why is there hadachal? Afterwards, you understand, to get the salt off, to get the absorb, the salt is now usher, it's nivla from dam. But he goes through all the Rishonim, he quotes, right, there's blood that after the shechita got dried on top of the surface of the meat, and it's not going to come off during melicha. Melicha only gets out blood that's balua, not blood that's surface blood. And therefore, you have to rinse that off. That's number one. And then he quotes, he goes through, but because he quotes, I don't want to quote all of them here. He quotes maybe because, Lakushya Aleph, let me just find, quotes the Rosh, he quotes the Rambam, quotes other, Rishonim. Maybe Dam is, the Melech is, Hatama Bezu Das Haran. Kidila Rache Chabasar, soften up the meat in order that the salt goes in. If it's too dry. If it's too dry, it's not going to work. Then he goes through nafkaminas with all the reasons also. He goes through classic Prima Gadim, going through all the Rishonim. Again, the Prima Gadim is, you know, all that he wrote a commentary on the Magen Avraham and on the Taz. He wrote a commentary in the back of the Aruch Chaim, the back of Yaradeya, explaining the Nosei Kelim. From the story, Rav Schechter once said over that he was sitting next to Rav Moshe Feinstein at a wedding, and somebody came over to ask Rav Moshe a question, and he gave him an answer. And then he walked away, turned to Rav Schechter, and said, he thought he'd get me on him a first Prima Gadim. Like Rav Moshe really thought, the guy was like testing him. And Rav Moshe knew Prima Gadim by heart. Rav Schechter gets very emotional when he says this story. He says, he knew Prima Gadim by heart. He thought like he was testing him on him before his Prima Gadim. Okay. We should just first be able to look at the Prima Gadim. But again, that's the Prima Gadim right here in the Psicha Tilchas Malicha. Okay. Vayter. So Shmuel says you have to rinse it off, salt it well, and to rinse it off well. And now we just learned you have to rinse it beforehand also. Rav Dimi Minaharda. Malach Le Bemilcha Galal Nita. Rav Dimi used very thick salt. Gas, salt. Umanfitzlei, and he shook it off. What exactly does that mean? There's machlokas Rishonim here. Does this make it better? Does this make it worse? We'll go with Rashi. Rashi says that, it makes it more chamor, right? This thick salt, Rashi says, manfitzlei lemilcha la'akras ma'abnesha adam nivlaba, avomelach daka ain't sarach lanafetz, sheini techas me'atzma. The other salt comes off by itself. This thick salt adheres, and therefore it's more chamer. Other Rishonim, look in the Ravid and the Rashba have the opposite. Maybe it's more, kal in certain senses. Amar Mesharshi, a machzik in da b'nei ma'ayim. We don't have to assume that there's blood in the intestines. It's mashba l'chadchila, the Rishonim say, you do have to do malicha, but the Eved, you don't have to assume that there's blood in the intestines. Targama, what does that mean? What does b'nei me'ayim usually means innards? Akarkasha u'me'aya v'hadra dekanta. The rectum, the intestines, and the me'aya, one of the stomachs, and the hadra dekanta, the large intestine. Good. That is all number one, Shmuel. Amar Shmuel number two. Ein manichin basar maliach ela agabi kli menukav. One is only allowed to put a salted meat, el al kli menukav. Interesting, it doesn't say salt. Salting is only done. The Ron here is medayik. Why does it say don't put a salted piece of meat? It doesn't just say salt on a kli menukav with holes in the bottom of it, but it says not only that, but even putting a salted piece, maybe before it's rinsed, right, on the kli, also would not be allowed if it is not menukav. Rav Sheshes malach le garma garma. Rav Sheshes used to salt, be extra machmir, piece by piece. He would not put two pieces together. Shrei, my time Allah. Why wouldn't he do two? Ask the Gemara, Mishum de Parish Mehayu Balahai. Why, he's worrying that blood is going to go out from one and go into the other. Chanami Parish Mehagisu Balahagisa. Then he should be worried about the piece of meat itself. If he's worried about two pieces, why not one? Pisa Aloshna, we paskin, it's mutter. We paskin, you don't have to worry about it. As we said before, as Rashi quotes here also, Idi, de Tiridi, he quotes the Gemara from yesterday, called Masha Tirudin Liflo in a bolim, Kshanoch Zek Fanoch Ze, right? You don't have to worry that there's going to be Blia, and therefore it's mutter. That is number two. So Shmuel said number one, has to be salted and rinsed. Number two, it could, one's not allowed to put a Maliach on a non-clean Menukav. And number three, Amr Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia, Hashover Mafrakta Shal Behema, Kodem Shatezi Nafsha. After one Tashchita, if one keeps going through and breaks the neck of the animal, Harei Ze, that's a problem. But how big of a problem is it? Hariza machmed es habasar, that makes the meat heavier. Why is it heavier? Rashi explains here that if the animal, right after shechita, the animal is flailing and groaning in pain and the blood is shooting out. If the neck is broken, the animal all of a sudden becomes weaker and the blood doesn't shoot out and it just goes into the flesh. It doesn't shoot out as much. Because there's more blood in there, that's why the meat is heavier. The gozla sabrios. And therefore, if you sell this meat, then you're stealing, because people think that the blood all came out, and you sell it by weight, and therefore it's going to be more weight, but it's really because of blood. People think they're buying busser. They don't think they're buying blood. Umavliya dam bevarim, and it's also mavliya the dam in the limbs. So the question is, what does Shmuel mean by that last line? Ibai luhu. Heichi karam achmed es habasar v'golz as abrios, mishum de mavliya dam bevarim? Is that all one sentence? That if he breaks the neck, then the meat's going to become heavier. He's going to steal gozla sabrios because there's dam be'ivarim, but mashma holodidei shaper dami. But he himself would be able to eat it, right? The only issue here is gzelas acherim, right? Because it's balua be'ivarim, and as we said before, blood in evarim is not going to be a problem because it wasn't hufrash. So is that what all he's saying? Right, Rashi. Holiday day. Deleka lameimar mishum gzela shari. Lefishu chosev yoseav de malach. It's in there. It's salting. We'll get out whatever you need to get out. And the rest is going to be mutter. O dilma or ledidai nami yasser. Or is he saying there's two isurim here? The issue of if you give it to others, you're stealing. But also, it's mavliya inside and it's not going to come out. So teku. Ledidai nami yasser to teku. So we're not exactly sure what Shmuel meant by that last statement. Okay. Back to Basa B'chalav. Back to Basa B'chalav, this got us through Chalav, and got us through other... How do we get into this? Because we were speaking about udders, speaking about hearts, speaking about livers, speaking about all liquids that come out of organs. Hamales ofim agvin ala shulchan in over b'lo saseh. The Mishnah says, if I put chicken and milk on the same table, I don't violate alo saseh. That's pretty obvious. But the diuk is why this is here. Ha'ochlo mashbi, if I would eat chicken and milk together, over b'lo saseh. So then I would violate. So the Mishnah is holding like that shita. Shvamina basar of bechalav daraisa. So is the Mishnah holding that chicken and milk is daraisa? Because it says you don't violate a lo saseh if you put them together, but if you eat them together, it is. But no, ema hamalas ofim agvin al shochan eno bali de lo saseh. You understand it, that you will never come to a lo saseh. Not that it's limited, and therefore the Mishnah might be according to our shita as well. Good rules and regulations of basar bechalav daraisa. Basar behema tahora, bachalav behema tahora, asar lavasha basar bana. The iser daraisa of basar bachalav is milk from a kosher animal and meat from a kosher animal. Basar bachalav, that's asar bachila, asar bana daraisa. If one of them is not kosher, then it's different. Basar behema tahora, bachalav behema tamea, basar behema tamea, bachalav behema tahora, mutar lavasha la mutar bana. Then there's no iser of basar bachalav on a daraisa level, if it's non-kosher meat or milk from a non-kosher animal. It's still usher to eat, obviously, because it's not kosher. Right? But in terms of basa b'chalav, it is not going to be usher. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chaya va'ov eina min haTorah. Rabbi Akiva says, only behema is daraisa. Right? Because gedi is an example of a behema. Chaya va'ov is not daraisa. Shenei amar lo savasho gedi v'chalev imo gimel pa'amin prat l'chaya u'la'ov u'la'behema tamea. Rabbi Kiva excludes chayas, ofos, and non-kosher animals. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, we obviously don't hold that way. Right? We hold chayas are also daraisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, ne'amar lo sochlu kol nevela v'ne'amar lo savasho gedi v'chalev imo es sha'asar mishum nevela Aser Lavasha Bachalov. Anything that's Aser Mishum Nevela, then that's Aser Basar Bachalov. Right? That's also Chayos. Oaf, Sha'aser Mishum Nevela, Yeacho Yehe Aser Lavasha Bachalov. Oaf is Aser Mishum Nevela, right? Tumas, right? A nevela oaf tar. So this concept of nevela by an oaf. So you might think it's also abasa b'chalav tamalar machalev imo yatsa oaf she'ein lo chalav aim. A bird does not have milk, and therefore it is not included in the iser da'oraisa. Put it to Tosfos. It seems like that there are three shitas amongst the Tanaim now. The Tana Kama says that behema chayev and oaf are all da'oraisa. Everything is daraisa, right? The Tana Kama says behema, but it's not you're not meduyak. Rabbi Kiva says only behema. Rabbi Yosef Glili says behema and chaya. So that seems to be three deis. The other Rishonim, the Rush seems to say that the first two are really Rabbi Kiva is really just explaining the Tana Kama. They're really Tana Kama also says only behema. There's nobody that says behema and chaya and of daraisa. Okay, but either way, we paskin as we know behemas and chayas are daraisa and of is darabanan. Interesting. What about basar? What about if one is a behemah and one is a chaya, but they're both kosher? Is that daraisa? The Gemara, the Mishnah only says basar behemah and chala behemah. Is there any difference between behemahs and chayas according to what we paskin? So the Tzlach thinks there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur about behemahs and chayas. For most halachas, behemahs and chayas have the same exact same halacha, except for chaylev and except for kisi adam, as we discussed both of those earlier. But what about other halachas? The Tzlach thinks maybe it's the Rambam and the Tur l'shitaso, relating it to kilai behema. Right? We're not getting into that now. The Rambam says, if I put two kosher animals on a wagon, even though they're different, I put a shor and I put a goat. So the Rambam says there's no Issa Daraisa of Kilai Behema. And other Rishonim, the Rosh and others say, yes, there is. They're different animals. The Rambam says one has to be kosher, one has to be not kosher, to be Daraisa. Okay, so the Tzlach tries to connect the two machlokos. Minoni Mili. So the Gemara says, how do I know that all animals, all behemoths are included, not just Gedi, Amar Blazer, Amar Kra, Vayishlach Yehuda is Gedi Ha'izim, Yehuda, by Tamar, he sends the Gedi Ha'izim. Kan gedi izim. Here it limits it. Gedi izim. Ha kol makam shenemar gedi stam afilu par v'racha b'mashma. When it limits it, so it has to say izim. If it just says gedi, it's just an example of behema. But leilef binei. So why don't you learn from here that it should be gedi izim? So ksiv karachrina. No, because the pasuk also says this. Oros gedaye ha izim. So there are two psukim. Kan gedaye izim kol makam shenemar gedi stam afilu par v'racha b'mashma. So two psukim. So why don't you learn from them that gedi always means that limited? As we know, if there are two psukim that tell me the same thing, then obviously the Torah wants it to be limited, and therefore you cannot expand it. That's only if you say imalamdin. If you say two, you can still be malamed, we're still stuck. Why don't we say that gedi always is limited to gedi izim? Trei miutek sivi, izim ha-izim. No, we have an exclusion, and therefore, because it's an exclusion, that's why it's dafka here and not elsewhere. Amar Shmuel, now we're going to expand upon what that means. Shmuel says, gedi excludes a lot and includes a lot. Gedi l'rabo says achelev. Gedi includes chelev, right? That if I cooked chelev b'chalav, so that's asr mishum chelev and mishum basa b'chalav. Right, not just basar but chaylev. Gedi l'rabo says amesa. Include mesa if the animal died. Right, if you cook basar nevela b'chalav and you ate it, you violate basar b'chalav. Even though generally we say ain iser chalal iser, as we'll see. And here the iser chaylev and the iser nevela came before basar b'chalav. The pasuk includes it. Gedi l'rabo says ashliel. The fetus is included. That's also basar. Gedi l'hoti is adam. Dam is excluded. If I cook dam with milk, so only the iser of dam. Gedi lahotzias ashilya. Gedi excludes the placenta. A fetus is included, but the placenta is not included. Gedi lahotzias atmeya. Gedi excludes not kosher. Bachalev imo v'lo bachalev zachar. If somehow a male animal starts producing milk, Gemara Shabbos has a story about that, if you remember, but if he starts producing milk, that's not included in Basa B'chalav. Bachalev imo, v'lo bachalev shchuta. Bachalev imo, not bachalev shchuta, meaning if an animal is shechted and there's still milk in the udder, as we learned earlier, that is not a problem. Safek in the achronim, what about ben pekua? A ben pekua, which we discussed at length earlier. Ben pekua, walking around, that's not a shchuta. So is a ben pakua, is that going to be the milk of a ben pakua? Is that going to be asur daraisa for basa b'chalav? Machlokas from Kivi Eger and the Noda Bihuda. Kivi Eger assumes no, it's not asur, it's like shchuta. The Noda Bihuda assumes that no, it is. What's the nekudas of machlokas? Beautiful, it goes back. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Asvin daraisa in Klal Yudalid, well, it goes to our lumdis. A ben pakua is mutter without shchita. Is that because the shchita of the mother works for the shchita of the child? Or is that the shchita of the child, you don't need shchita for the child? So is it called milk of a shchuta? So if you say the shchita worked, so that's called the milk of a shchuta, and therefore it would be excluded. If it's no, it doesn't need shchita, so then maybe the milk would still be aser. So the klal in the Asvin Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Klal Yodalit says that maybe that machloka sachronim would be totally on the issue. It's Rabbi Kivi Eger on Simin Pen Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. Continuing this braisa, b'chalevi movel or b'chalev tameya. Right, the milk of a kosher animal, not a non-kosher. So atlas a gedik sivi. What's going on here? There only says gedi three times. V'yanan shisa darshina. We're using it like six times. Right, losvasha gedi b'chalevi movel only says three times. How do we have six drushes? Kasavar Shmuel iser chal al iser. Right, we're going to go with our girsa. Rashi goes with another girsa, but we'll go with ours. Isser, Rishmo really holds Isser Chalal Isser. V'Isser Chalav U'Mesa Michah Kranafki. Therefore, you don't even need the ones that are teaching me Isser Chalal Isser, like Chalav and Avela, you don't really need the Pasuk to teach me that. Dam Nami Lav Gedihu. Also, you don't really need a Pasuk for blood, because blood is not meat. Fine. V'Shilya Nami Pirsha Ba'amahu. And the Shilya, the placenta, that's obviously just some, something that comes out of the animal, it's not the animal. So Pashalu Trey, so therefore there's really only two that you need. Chad L'Rabo says, one is teaching me the Ikr Din of Los Vashe Gadi B'Chalev Yimo, and then Chad L'Rabo says, Hashaliyo B'Chalemute Behema Temeya. Fine. Says the Gemara, V'Sarv Shmuel, Isser Chalal Isser, is that really Shmuel? Shmuel holds Isser is Chalal Isser, V'Yamar Shmuel Mishra Rabbi Lazar. Or Rabbi Eliezer, Minayin L'Koin Tamei Shachal Truma Temeya, Sheina B'Misa, how do I know if a Koin Tamei ate Truma Temeya? Truma Temeya is usually Aser to eat. A Kohen Tamei also. So how do I know he's not going to be Chai Misa, even though usually eating Truma Tamei is Chai Misa? So, Shenemar, Umeisu Bo, Ki Yechalaluhu. Prat, Lezusha, Mechulele, I'm sorry, if a Kohen Tamei usually eats Truma, right, it's Chai Misa, but Truma Tamei is not going to be, because Meisu Bo, there's a Chai Misa Ki Yechalaluhu, because they have defiled the Truma. Prat Lezusha, Mechulele Svomedes, excluding here, where the Truma is already defiled. Is Mechulele Svomedes. So you see from there that Shmuel says that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. The Isser of Truma Temeya, right, is not Chal on a Kohen who is Tameh. Does it make a difference which happened first? That's a good question. Then we show him discuss it. But you see that Shmuel holds Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Let's do what the Gemara says, and then we'll see the Rishonim. Three answers. Iba Yisema Ba'alma Isser Chal Al Isser. Really, he holds Isser is Chal Al Isser. V'shani Hasam Demi Rachmanu Meisu Bo. Here's an exception to the rule. Or Vibai Sayyam Ba'al Maksav Rishmuel Enis or Chal Isser. Or usually this is the rule, Vishani Hachad Rabbi Rachman Gadi. Or here is an exception. Vibai Sayyam Hadideh Hadarabe. Or there's no machlokas. One is his own, one is his, quoting the name of his Rebbe. But very crucial machlokas Rishonim, but let me just finish the Gemara so we make sure we finish. Boy Meir Rav Achta Boy Meir Bar Ami, Meir Rav. Hamavashol B'chalav Gadi Shlo Hinika Mahu. What happens if a mother, right, a mother animal is starting to get milk in her udders before she has a baby? That's what happens. Niflo sabore, right? That whether it's a human, whether it's an animal, milk starts producing. What if you milk the animal before the baby is born? Does that milk have the same status? If the mother never had a baby yet, chalav gedi shelo inika, she never nursed. So mahu? So amale. The fact that Zachar is excluded, Zachar who delo asi lechlal aim, aval haik, even the balach lal aim aser. So we assume that it is going to be aser in that case. Period. Good. The Rishonim here ask, obvious question, on the Gemara's Kasha, Shmuel holds Isser Chalal Isser. What do you mean? Here you see he holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Maybe he agrees by an Isser Mosif. Right, maybe the issue by Basar B'chalav is that it's an Isser Mosif, right? Nevela is only Usher to eat, Chalav is only Usher to eat, and the Basar B'chalav is also Usher to get benefit from. So why does the Gemara have to say, oh, there's a Stira in Shmuel? Say, Isser Chalal Isser by an Isser Mosif. So the Ramban says, this Gemara must be assuming there's no Isser Chalal Isser even by an Isser Mosif. One answer. Ein Isser Chalal Isser even by an Isser Mosif. Number one. Or the Ritva here says, maybe there's two types of Isser Mosif. again, it gets into the lumdis. We'll have to get back to this, Bez Hashem, in Maseches Krisus. Including more items, or this item is more usser. Right, going from achila to hana'a. Right, so that is a second approach. But then you have the nekuda nifla. What's the nekuda nifla? I heard this many years ago. I remember the first time, 25, 30 years ago, the nekuda nifla. I'm like, the Rambam and the nekuda nifla. I didn't know what the nekuda nifla was. Right, it sounds like a separate sefer, the nekuda nifla. No, this is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in the third parak of Krisus, where the Rambam says, let me tell you a nekuda nifla. V'yesh b'dvarenu elu, obviously this is the Hebrew translation of the Arabic, right? The Rambam didn't write the words nekuda nifla, but v'yesh b'dvarenu elu nekuda nifla, na'ir aleha, lefishu mafteach le'inyonim rabim achirim, nosaf l'mashi yesh b'meduya ka'in. Says the Rambam, going from an Isser Achila to an Isser Hana'a by Basar B'chalav is not called an Isser Mosif, because the Isser Hana'a flows as it is an expansion of the Isser Achila itself. That's his nekuda nifla. It's not called a separate Isser, because they're connected. The Isser of Bishul, that's not connected. Okay, one might be a Syog for the other one, like that Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. But the Rambam says, Shebasar b'chalav lo ne'esar behana'a ela machmas she'asar akasav achilaso. Lefi aklal shebi'arnu. Shekol she'nasar be'achila, nasar lehenas ba'shifar elecho akasav. Quoting that Gemara in Psachim. Ve'ein bo pasuk ha'osar achilaso, u'pasuk ha'osar lehanos bo. Ela shnei advarim yachad, heim iser basar b'chalav. Ve'yerid iser basar b'chalav lagamri lefi shalochal v'chulu. V'havenin yezeh ki hu makum ta'us. V'alav tadun b'chal adom elo. Make sure you got this nekuda nifla, says the Rambam. But again, that's how this question will be answered too. Saying that the Isser Hana'a of Basar B'chalav would represent that it's an Isser Mosif on the Nevela and the Chalav is not true, because the Isser Hana'a at root is the Isser Hana'a Achila. And therefore, it would not be called an Isser Mosif. Okay, we'll have to stop by Itmar. Listen, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up afterwards on the last, a couple of last dafim, second to last daf, in this parak, in parak Kalabasar. Okay, we'll stop here.